Well, and you mentioned the IMSA. That was a great litmus test for this. What was your biggest, sort of positive or negative takeaway from the way that things ran on that particular weekend that you can apply to August?
I mean, I think everybody just abiding by our rules. You know, obviously there are a lot of changes in our rules and regulations based on the environment that we're all living in. And, you know, walking around the venue, talking to fans, everybody had their masks on, and we're really abiding by those social distancing measures that we had put in place. Was something that we were really, really excited about. You know, you have rules and regulations, and you want to enforce them, but we also want to make sure people are having a good time. And I think, you know, wearing a mask is something that people are starting to get used to and recognize it's an important way for us to not spread the coronavirus. So I was pleasantly surprised to see, as people were walking around the venue and the concourse area, not only were they wearing their mask, but they were keeping their distance.
That's good.
The great thing for us is we have this brand new world-class facility that does have these really wide concourses and a ton of bathrooms, so we're able to keep people socially distant in a much easier way than some of these other facilities that we own.
That's true, and with the limited capacity there, there's plenty of room to stay away from anybody you want to stay away from at that point. That's Chip Wild, the president of Daytona International Speedway, and of course the big double dip in August as we go to the road course on that weekend of the 14th through the 16th, and of course the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at the 29th of August for that weekend. We had Eric Jones on the show yesterday, and I said, how difficult is it right now to know you've got no chance to test out a track? You show up, you pull the car off the hauler, and you drive, and then especially putting that scenario into the very first time on the Daytona road course. I mean, what kind of headspace do you think these drivers are going to be in when they really don't have any opportunity to drive around that track?
Well, I know that they've spent a ton of time on the simulators, you know, understanding where the braking points are and what these cars, you know, what these cars need. But, you know, I think some of the drivers that have been down here for the Rolex 24, they've at least seen the road course. They kind of know what to expect. I mean, you know, there's a huge difference between a sports car and a 3,400-pound stock car, but they certainly will know what to expect through the corners. You know, the course will be very similar to what we see for the Rolex 24.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I think it'll be interesting to watch the race with no practice.
Yeah.
You know, you got folks like Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick and Jimmy Johnson that have all won road course races and, you know, are pretty proficient. And then you got guys that are, you know, like Michael McDowell, who is a road course ringer, hasn't seen the road course here since, I think, 2009 or 2010 in a sports car, but you know he picks it up quickly. So we'll see as a no qualifying, no practice. You have the luck of the draw to see where you line up. It'll be super exciting as they barrel off into turn one, going to the infield road course to see who's gonna outbreak their competitors trying to get to the front.
Yeah, I definitely want to, when I get my seats, I want to make sure I get a good view of that bus stop too, because as you mentioned, with a lot more weight on those cup cars rolling into the bus stop, I want to see how they negotiate those moves for the first time, especially. Very excited about this, man. This is a phenomenal opportunity for those of you in the midst of this nasty, life-changing pandemic. Daytona International Speedway has found a way to make things better. I don't know how you pulled it off, dude, but nice job.
Well, we're really proud that we're able to continue to help drive our business forward. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for our community to bring folks down to Florida and staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, and you know, two weekends now in August. People are going to be here watching NASCAR, which is exciting for all of us that live and breathe this community every single day. And to put on these kind of races that we know are going to be exciting and are going to have a really important impact on the playoff and the outcome of the championship this year, as late in the season as we are, is something that we're really, really thrilled about.
That's true. And no doubt the absolute pressure and final shot for that Coke Zero Sugar 400 will be there on the 29th of August. I hope we can talk to you before that, maybe between events, see how you're doing, see how you're holding up. I know you handle all these crazy, hectic weekends very well, and we appreciate you spending some time with us today, man. Best of luck. We will see you at the track, and make sure you stop by and get your tickets. Tell them how they can do it again, Chip.
DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com or by calling one of my teammates at 1-800-PIT-SHOP. Make sure you get your tickets today. This might not ever happen again, us running stock cars on the road course. Come out and make sure you see it. Tickets start at $49. Get them today.
That's a steal. Thank you so much, man. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.